Blog Talk Radio.
That little boy Cheek is so radical. I hope he doesn't disturb my class today. Good morning, class. Time for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
This is the United States of America. This is the United States of America.
Chief, why aren't you saying the Pledge of Allegiance?
I'm a Pledge of Allegiance to no goddamn cracker. Y'all should be saying that either.
Yeah, you're right, Chief.
That's it, Chief Kamara. You go to the office right now.
If Chief goes to the office, we all go to the office.
Children, get
Black
back in your seats.
Black
Stop
power.
That. Settle
Black
down.
Power.
You be good, children.
Black
now behave.
Black
oh, Jesus
Black
Christ.
Black
enough Black rising.
Enough rising.
All right, welcome to our show. This is the Almighty African Lion Radio Show. I'm your host, Chief Sinjelikade Kamara, National Spokesman. Attempting to follow in the footsteps of right excellent Marcus Garvey and right excellent Bobby Gore. So we got a great show. You all stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. And show more.
Actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky who watches everything you do every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time.
But he loves you.
He loves you, and he needs money. He always needs money. He's all-powerful, all-perfect, all-knowing, and all-wise. Somehow, just can't handle money. Religion takes in billions of dollars. They pay no taxes, and they always need a little more. Now, you talk about a good bullshit story. Holy shit.
God the Father, Jesus not the Son, wife ain't Mary. Think you die and go to heaven, quite the contrary. You believe in the rapture, you a spiritual slave. Ain't no day of judgment, bodies flying out of grave. Black women in the church, man, they doing the mostest. The preacher got the women under a spell of hypnosis. Take part in the communion, that's a deadly omen. From the Jew to Gentile, Greek and the Roman. The devil, Jesus Christ, was a blood sacrifice. Life distorted and twisted, probably never existed. Hell is here on earth and the devil's detected. Blue eyes and blonde hair and the niggas infected. The fool said he saved and the spirit that found us. But evil's ever present and it's all around us. The good die young and the rest they leaving. Still walking around breathing. Damn, I see demons.
Ain't the world bad? New Year's Eve, 2000. White man paying, end the world coming. You some of a bitch went out and bought water, sardines, potted meat, soup. Man, 11:30, you was scared like a motherfucker. You thought you were gonna die for sure 12 o'clock, eh?
We buy gold and you know you need cash. But what you gonna do when the dollar bill crash? Credit is obsolete and the people can't eat. Niggas starving to death and they dying in the streets. Ain't no jewels, Dominic's or Aldi's to loot. Yo, them niggas closed down, packed up and left town. Got a million in the bank, but the simple fact is your money has no value, ain't no gold to back it. Inflation's in the picture, man, that's all she wrote. You want bread, you gon' pay 2 stacks of loaf. School loan default, no forbearance left. In a concentration camp, paying off the debt. They gon' make us chattel slaves, build their world on our back. Trying to get some precious metals out the hands of blacks. They gon' work us to the day that we old and great and we stop breathing. Damn, I see demons.
I was there
when Dre told me he would sell his soul to the devil for $1 million. And I swear right now, devil got to have a receipt for his ass.
I see some scheming ass demons laying off in the cut. Don't pull it, my ancestors, they gon' fuck you up. Yeah, I do believe in God, but unlike the way that you do, me, I practice Palo and I do believe in voodoo. Descendants of Orisha spirits walk the earth, way before the devil pleasure as the virgin birth. Europeans called us savage, and with that I'm not agreeing. Though we sacrifice animals and not human beings, they plan to put the whole of humanity in coffins. New World Order kicking off while Obama's still in office. You better get some land, food, guns, and ammunition. Otherwise, you gon' die if you fools don't listen. Kick this shit in high gear while you niggas on coast. Radiation hit your ass, turn your body to toast. Waiting for Jesus to save us, either drunk or dreaming. Get scratched more than a match to put an end to these demons. Payload, Ifa, Vodun. As it was in the beginning, so it shall be in the end. We are the chosen Africans, emissaries of the Most High. My path is war, I break all, and the world ends. Fuck these devils. And to you hog-eating Christians.
You want to know what a sin is? A sin's ending up like that girl, where junkies prowl with a tiger's growl in search of that much-needed blow. Where winos cringe on a canned heat binge and find their graves in the snow.
All right, that was my man for Coley. Kwamadumbia, that's his song. You know, he has music. You can reach him at 708-261-4323. He has songs on iTunes. He has songs on, you know, saying you can go to CD Baby or any internet source. You can find his music. That first intro was my music when I was a little boy. You know, we at war, and the white man is castrating us in every shape, form, and fashion. Homosexuality is destroying the black community. We want to deal with that topic, you know. I want to go to my first speaker for the day, Chief Snoop, and I want to give Chief Snoop a chance to expound on the topic, you know, because, like I say, homosexuality is destroying us. You know? And we have to deal with the topic. We have to address it. You know, as you know, Vice Lord Bobby Gore didn't condone homosexuality. Pepelo didn't condone homosexuality. Chief Malik doesn't condone homosexuality. The Nation of Islam doesn't condone homosexuality. Marcus Garvey didn't condone it. So we want to get a take from Chief Snoop. Chief Snoop, would you go ahead and give us your take on this topic?
Palms up, brothers and sisters. Peace and love. Wow. Homosexuality. First and foremost, you know, for us to be a striving nation, we need positive males, positive kings and queens, and princes and princesses. And you do not get that committing a homosexual act. You know, I've been incarcerated 14 years. I've always had the reign of any prison I've been to, far as, you know, the most rank and, you know, putting the law down. I do not participate in homosexual activities or tendencies, and I do not allow that from none of the brothers. So, you know, I think it's just, you know, it's self-humiliation first and foremost, and then, you know, I can't come up with no type of positive statement to make about a homosexual. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, quite naturally, you got to be twisted in your mind if, you know, you indulge in the same sex activity with a person of the same sex. You know, our community won't strive. We won't prosper or grow with a whole bunch of faggots and lesbians in play. You know, it's just ethically shunned on when it comes to me. I cannot even fathom a proper idea where I could say, well, yeah, it's great to be a homosexual, because that's not the case. And then, you know, I'm 50 years old, and I come from an era where, man, a homosexual was so far in the closet, man, he was behind all the coats and the shirts and the pants, and now it's cool. And you know what it is, right? It's homosexuality comes from these hunkies, man. You know, from the Romans all the way to the Pope, all the way, you know, they child molesters and they homosexual. And so, you know, quite naturally, by us being, you know, blinded, this has been implemented in our society and in our culture, you know, where it's cool. Man, they got homosexual reality TV shows on, and the participants are black people. You know what I'm saying? And man, I don't know what's going on. You know, like I said, I've been away for a minute, but man, it's a deafening blow. You know, you have dudes that gangsters by day and sissies by night. You know, and not only that, they got something called HIV and AIDS, and the main way that you can get that is through homosexual activities and, you know, intravenous drug use. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that should be enough to tell you right there that I could contract this deadly disease from these two ways of contracting it. So them two things that I don't never want to do, you know, because I want to live and I want to see my kids and grandkids. It's just, man, it's just something to help deteriorate our community, and it's doing a great job. In fact, I see it now, man. It's cool to be a sissy. Man, you know, you could get married to another man, or a woman could get married to another woman all over the United States, man. It's acceptable now, and it's not acceptable in the Almighty Vice Lord Nation and the Almighty Vice Lord Society. You know what I'm saying? We need men that's men to play their position as men. We don't need a man/woman. You know what I'm saying? So I just, you know, I don't agree with it. I don't think it's cool. And I do not deal with homosexuals. I don't have any homosexual friends. My kids are not homosexual. I don't condone it, none whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you do, you know, that's on you, but you know, that's not, you know, our ancestors wasn't groomed where it was cool to be a faggot or a dyke. We wasn't cut from that cloth. You know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, we need to get aware of ourselves and be aware of ourselves, and you know, we need to have a common goal that we're trying to achieve together, you know what I'm saying, where we could, where it'd be beneficial for our brothers and sisters to have a place to live where they don't have to worry about, you know, child molestation and homosexuality. And, you know, that's the path that we need to be on, you know, because just period and point blank to me, I think homosexuality is very negative. I think that's like, you know, In prison, the last two things you want to be in prison is a homosexual or a snitch, you know. So I think you would be accepted a little more if you was a snitch than a homosexual, because, you know, it's just, it creates nothing but havoc. You know, it creates havoc, man. And I just think, you know, everybody should, you know, you should kind of be tighten yourselves up when it comes to the whole outlook on the homosexuality. I don't, I've been away, like I said, for a minute. Man, I ain't trying to get out and go in the mall and I see two men holding hands and kissing. Man, that's not acceptable to me. And any person in their right mind, it shouldn't be acceptable to them either. So, you know, I'm not gonna hold the floor up. I just, like I said, I just don't condone it. I don't see nothing positive from it. I don't see how it will benefit us or our community. I don't see how it's a positive role model for our youth. You know, they even got it where the youth, they participate in their homosexual activities. America this racist ass, honky, pardon my French, this racist place. You know, they condone homosexuality. It's okay to be a fag. It's okay to marry your next door neighbor's son. You know, they made it like that because in all actuality, it helps us. It helps in our genocide. We could get these niggas to just be homosexuals. We ain't got to worry about them reproducing. It's another way to beat them. It's another way for them to beat themselves. You know what I'm saying? We got the gang members killing each other. We got black-on-black crime at an all-time high. Now we're going to put this, we've been put the dope in the hood. We're going to put the sissy in the hood now. And we're going to bring the sissies out at night. And it's crazy to me. And I don't condone it, man. And, you know, I'm not going to take up no whole lot of time. I know our time limit. I just want to say I got major love for the brothers and sisters who are, sacrifice their time and, you know, their ear, their hearts to be on our radio show because this serious, man. Like Chief Kamara said, we at war. Man, y'all better open y'all eyes up and smell this coffee, man. We at war, man. They trying to kill you. They trying to stagnate your growth. You feel in any and every way possible. Man, it's imperative that we unite. We have love for our brothers and sisters, and, man, we come up as a nation, you know. If not, man, our demise is right around the corner. You know Tupac used to say you see death around the corner. I see death around the corner. And it ain't just for me. It's for my brothers and sisters, man. So with that being said, you know, I just like to say almighty, man, and, you know, tighten up. Don't lighten up, brothers and sisters. Mighty.
All right, Mighty Chief Slew, we appreciate that. I want to bring to the podium or to speak our brother Fakoly Korma Dumbia from my K, the St. Croix African Society.
What's up? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear a lot of banging in the background. A lot of noise in the background.
Well, yeah, man, I'm working out, you know what I'm saying, trying to get my body intact, you know what I'm saying, but, Hotep, Kortenate. Yeah, I'm going to say this real quick. Now, homosexuality started way back in slavery days, you know, when the European was just barging into the slave quarters, and he would rape all the women folk, the mother, the daughter, the grandmama. And the black man was forced to just stand by and watch. And sometimes he would be raped. So post-slavery, we took that sick European mindset with us. And we started to victimize our women folk and even men folk. And some of us was even victimized ourselves. So today, Europeans are making homosexuality acceptable and even making it fashionable. It's in movies, it's in films, it's on TV. And they make us believe that if you are not a homosexual or a male or a gay female or, you know, you're in a transgender community, that you're not natural, that you're a freak. But they're doing immoral practice, immoral sexual practice. And the message that they're trying to portray to black people in the black community is zero population growth. And black people were inclined to homosexual behavior because most of the homosexuals are not our rich, powerful people that run the world. And by us being powerless people, we want to connect with powerful people. But you connected with powerful gay people. Not only are they gay people, but they're gay Europeans and some sick African people. We need to stop being put on that by the lure of money. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody has their price, but this is where you have to let your morals come into play, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you know that's wrong, and you know two men can't produce a baby, neither can two women. And you have two men, two homosexual men, two gay women in a household raising children. How is that going to look when a boy sees two men trying to raise him or two women trying to raise a woman. You got kids today that are confused about their sexuality, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14 years old. You got missionaries going to Africa saying that they're not going to give the African people relief until they accept homosexuality. You even had Barack Hussein Obama go to Kenya and tell the Kenyan president that they want to accept human rights, because now they call gay rights human rights. But I've never seen a human person that was gay, because human means black. So they was like, man, you better get that shit out of here. You know what I'm saying? We ain't accepting that shit. We gonna never accept that shit here in Africa. So, you know, I'm just telling black people, man, don't get lured by money, because what they're trying to do is to take away your morality and depopulate the black community. They're already doing it by gangs, guns, and drugs. Don't give them an upper hand with homosexuality. Hotel.
All right. Thank you very much. I want to, bring a brother to the podium that I have a lot of respect for. Raheem Justice Hill, the Honorable Raheem Justice Hill, told me to thank you, bro. Can you mute your phone for calling? Because you have a lot of noise in the background. All right. Honorable Raheem Justice Hill told me to commend this brother. You know, he's a strong brother, and now eligible to wear the title chief because of his actions. And he's a leader of men. He's a warrior, good-hearted brother, family man. He's what the white man wants to destroy. It's what they don't want. And I got to give him a holy name, because since he's such a strong brother, but I'm going to have that for him next week. But the brother is what the white man doesn't want to see. He takes care of his family. I call him sometimes. He's taking his daughter to cheerleading practice. He has his baby son with him all the time. And they don't want this. They want to see us as sissies, not taking care of our kids. And this brother, I just want to commend him and let him know how much respect and love I have for him. You know, I had a brush with the law, you know, coming quite frequently. I will talk about it next week, because next week will be a corrupt justice and injustice system. I'm going to talk about my ordeal, but I had an ordeal while I was took into custody. And luckily, I couldn't, you know, I had remembered his number. And he made sure he got his brother out of there. And I want to thank also Honorable Raheem Justice Hill for coming to get me. But we under attack. I'm under attack because I'm taking a strong stand. They don't want a strong black man. I just want to commend this brother, let this brother know from the bottom of my heart how much he's loved and respected. And we honor him today. You know, brother is Chief Moss. We want to get a few words from our Chief Moss. Chief Moss, you got the floor, brother. Hold on, let me see. I hope the cat ain't got it. Don't like speaking, you know. But so, y'all got to step up now, because if something happened to me, you know, you guys have to speak. I know he is, brother. He's, and that's also a test of his strong character, is that he, oh, here we go. There he is. He doesn't like to speak, you know, he don't want to be seen. That's a true leader. But I just want to let you know, Chief Moss, we commend you, brother, and we love you, and you're a true brother, a true leader, a true father, a true friend, you know, a true, you exemplify what black manhood should be. I want to commend you, and you know what I'm saying? I got a K-Bar, so I can't give you K-Bar, but that means the big man. But we just want to commend you, Chief Moss. So would you please say a few words on the topic?
Chief Moss. I appreciate the comment. Can you hear
me,
Chief?
Don't let the cat have your tongue mighty with that. All right, go ahead.
Man, you know, I don't really have a whole lot of words to say today, man, but I greatly appreciate all of the kind words that you have spoken upon me, you know. That means a whole lot to me. But I kind of wish you would have, you know, let me know that we was about to go down this path so I could have better prepared myself.
You good. Don't worry about it. You're the man.
You know, I'm down here in D.C., you know, dealing with this stuff. Actually think I'm about to go back to Atlanta tonight. But, yeah, I appreciate it, brother. Next week, you know, send me the topic early. I'm going to have a little speech for it.
Well, give us your thoughts on this. We ain't let you ain't getting off hook that easy. Give us your thoughts on the topic. Now, let's stop. Come on now.
You know, homosexuality, you know, it's a tool, man, to, I can say it being publicized is a tool to, you know, break up the black family, you know, they promote it like it's accepted and it's a way of life and gays can't reproduce, you know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, you know, that's a direct attack on our family.
Right. Yes, sir. Well, just give us a couple more thoughts, and I'm gonna let you off a little.
We gonna have to move on, brother.
Yes, give us one more little.
Come on, man. Not right now, bro. Not right now.
All right. Wait. Right. Well, you did a good job. That's good. That's trying to. If something happened to me, you know, you might have to step up and start giving the weekly sermon. You know, you never know. So I gotta get you ready, cause you. You're my choice. Something should happen. You know, by Chief Snoopy and the Belly of the Beast. You know, you may have to step up. You know. Lead the troops.
That's
down to
has been updated.
That's understood. All right,
thank you, Chief Moss, and congratulations for everything. And just want to thank you for just being the brother that you are, man. I truly love you, brother, and look forward to, you know, sharing brotherhood and with you for the rest of the days of my life. Oh, I'm going to play a song real quick. We're going to come right back. This is a song got me in trouble with this old devil. It's in court. He actually called me to the before him and said, tell us, in front of all these white folks, tell us the song that you play. Like, I was going to be scared to say what my song was. This song was the goddamn white man. Break, we're going to be right back, and we're going to bring Brother Yang on. And so y'all stay tuned. Is my song that got me in trouble in DuPage County with Judge Rahm, the goddamn white man. Here we go.
My teacher, Dr. Howard, said, and I quote, my subject today is the goddamn white man. I didn't come to pussyfoot. I didn't come to dilly-dally. I didn't come to beat around the damn bush. I didn't come to pin the tail on the donkey. I came to pin the tail on the donkey. My subject today is goddamn white man. Goddamn white man. God, what color my honorable teacher. Goddamn. I love rights and freedom. Rest in peace. Goddamn white man. White man. Goddamn white man.
just like OJ, I'll beat the case. Terror in the issue, which it's real. I remember Emmett Till, and that's an even prince. You crackers first. You bomb for little girls if they went to the church. So don't tell me about no democracy, cause that shit never lied when it came to me. You house niggas don't know where you stand. I'm talking about the goddamn white man.
That's my song, The Goddamn White Man. Like I say, got me in trouble. This week at DuPage County, they locked your brother up, you know. You know, and the judge called me before the, he just had an instant dislike him. He called me before him and said, tell us the famous song that you have out that was on the radio and all that. And I said, well, The Goddamn White Man, so that lets me know that, you know, I'm being watched. And my ordeal I went through last year, you know, Cobb County and Gadd County, you know, and all my life I'd never been, you know, in jail until, you know, a year ago. It's because of my political beliefs what I stand. So, you know, you all definitely need to be careful and watch yourself. I want to bring before us our brother, illustrious brother, for my Yanga and Kuma. Yanga and Kuma. Please grace the presence.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, right, man. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I greet everyone with Almighty. And with our greeting words of in Mandinka and Kodanate, that the greeting of St. Croix African Study Circle. Thanks again, Master Santata, for having me on the topic, especially for such a topic. I think that we understand the problem. And like Farmer K, King Focoli said, it's a part of genocide. It's a part to get rid of the next generation, that next messiah, that next leader, the next leadership to arise out of the black community. I think when we study generationals, we understand that our revolution is protracted. What that means, it's a generational struggle. It's a struggle that not only starts with us, or not only that we're a part of the continuation, but it is passed to our children. And just like if we go to biblical scriptures, our Quranic scriptures, we see that Herod tried to destroy the next Masonic thing in Jesus' time and along the time of Pharaoh, according to their scriptures, that they tried to destroy that the males in the time of Moses. So we understand with AIDS, with the drug epidemic, and now with this homosexuality, they are trying to destroy the coming of that next black leadership. And when I say next black leadership, I'm not talking about just in one person. I'm talking about that whole spirit of black resistance and black rebellion, that whole spirit that instills in us black pride, black power, and black empowerment. And so this is what they're trying to destroy. So this is what our man Mansa Sanjata has come to give us. He's come to give us a vision, not just to say what the problem is, but to give us a vision and a practical, a realistic solution to it. That we say that we're at war, but do many of us really understand the concept of that? That our organization, that our nation must evolve past just loose street formations, but must evolve into a nation of economic independence, social, cultural, and political independence. And this is what, according to an African understanding and an African morality and an African ethnic and an African ethic, African ethic code. And again, like I say, this is what my chief and your chief and your beloved brother, my beloved brother, has come to give to us. He's come to show us that our emulating and imitating this savage, this beast, only leads to our demise. It started with us eating his poison foods, his poison flesh, the flesh of that swine. And many of us, and my mouth is closer to my ears, may Allah have mercy upon my soul, participate in this poison chemicals. See, this is war. War is not just a physical attack, but it is a psychological and chemical attack. And a lot of us indulge in his poison smokes, in his poison narcotics, his poison drinks. And we have to, and once we understand that all of these things are poison, not just to the physical, but to poison us psychologically and spiritually. to subdue us and make us weak and open to the suggestions. This is how he starts to implement and put in, implement his wicked ways and leave wicked suggestions in our mind. What does the Quran teach us? The Quran, in one of the prayers of the Quran, it says that we seek refuge with Allah, the Most High, from the evil whisperer as he practices his whispering and withdraws. So he whispers, leaves the things there for us to participate in. We participate in them, and he withdraws. Then he leaves us in the fight, the LGBT community. Negroes, black folks, these niggas, these handkerchief head, buck dancing, open to suggestion ass niggas, have led the fight in the march of equality for that particular cause. And this is what they always do. And the first time that African people, the first time that black people start to stand up and declare their independence and say that we want to be free, and this is the way that we're going to express our freedom, through a people's nation, through our morals and conducts through the Lord, through our statement of love. This is how we will express our freedom. This is how we will gain our freedom, and redemption will be given to black people here. Then they label you a gang. Then they attack you. They attack your leadership because we're too loose. The things that we're talking about, brothers and sisters, and this is not to frighten any of us because they're going to come at us anyway. But the things that we're discussing today, and especially this disease of the homosexuality in the African community here in America, they hate that. They hate that talk. They hate that awareness should be brought about it. So I say that in our goals and in our assemblies and our coming together and everything that we do, we have to implement and teach strong black, strong African manhood. It should be a requirement. We should be fighting for our nation to evolve into a real nation of contingency, to something that gives a pushback to the oppressor so that he knows that it's not just open season on us physically, but that is not just open season psychologically, that you can't attack our culture, that you can't attack our morals, that you can't attack our ethics. You can't attack what makes us black men. One of the things that we have to do in my conclusion, and I'm going to be very brief, because I'm ready to bring on, I'm ready to listen to the teaching words, the words of wisdom, and in times if applied right to your life, the words of healing from our man, the Sanjata. But I say this, that we have to reject this European lifestyle, and we have to implement and reestablish and to elevate and raise high the African standards of life. We have to stop. We have to practice Kujakalil, self-determination. We have to stop allowing them to defy us. And by their defying us falling into these descriptions and into the stereotypes that they've made for us. I'm up in Cleveland right now, brothers and sisters, and I tell you, it's rough. It's rough. They say that it's not only do we have the homosexual problem, but we have the problem of just thuggery and banditry going wild. He said that they had a so-called gang problem in Cleveland. I told the brothers and sisters that you don't have a gang problem, because if you had gangs, you would have morals and ethics and codes, that you wouldn't have this problem that you're seeing right now. What you have is a criminal problem. So we have to go back to our brothers and sisters and reinstitute and reinstate the things that made us a great nation, the things that will continue to make us a great nation, and supporting and upholding our leaderships, our chiefs, listening to our aims, objectives, and our goals, and holding them to heart. In my conclusion in saying this, that when we say that we love, like our mentor Sanjata teaches us in St. Croix African Study Circle, that true love is love for all of the people over love of self. So with that, brothers and sisters, I say peace and love. I say almighty, and I say on this end up in Cleveland, ask for your brother Yanga, all is well. And without further ado, or further delay, I turn it over to the powerful words of Master Sanjata Keita Kamara. Chief, would you please bless his brother? Mighty.
Yes, sir. Almighty, my brother. I want to thank you. Thank you for those kind words, Brother Yanga. That wonderful introduction. Nobody could do it like you. I want to greet my brother Twin. We didn't forget about you, brother. I'm going to bring you on after me. I know you got some work to do. I'm opening up for you. But as I give homage to our ancestors who came before us, I give homage to Menes and Akhenaten. I give homage to Queen Nefertiti. I give homage to Nat Turner and Ben Marquise. I give homage to Jean-Jacques Dessalines. I give homage to all those who fought for our lives. I give homage to Harriet Tubman, it's a German truth. I give homage to Malcolm X. I give homage to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I give homage to the wise and strong and a giant of a man, not only in stature, but in his mental capacity. That man is the Honorable Pepolo, Mr. Eddie Perry. I give homage to Calloway, Alfonso. I give homage to Chief Rand. I give homage to all those who brought vice lords to our community and did a good thing. We can't let their name, we can't let their works be in vain. So as I stand as the national spokesman for the positive program, not a spokesman for crime, not a spokesman for pushing poison to our people, as I stand as a righteous message that we're trying to deliver, and that is do for self, a message of coming together and embracing each other, loving each other, not a message of self-destruction, hating a man because he got his hat to the right, or hating a man because he got a six-point star. I had a sister today, she sent me a picture they were on her about she got a six-point star. Who gives a damn about a star? You know, the black man, when I say who gives a damn about a star, we're not so petty to hate you because you wear a different star. One star represents, you know, freedom, justice, and equality, love, truth, peace, freedom, justice. The other star represents a part of our life, too. You know what I'm saying? So a black man is the maker of all stars. So not only are we the owner of the five-point star, we are the creator of the six-point star, too. So I'm not so petty to hate my brother because of a star. I don't hate my brother because, you know, he wear black and blue or he got a different sign or symbol. We all black. We all facing, you know, the same struggle. What does a white man call a black man, you know what I'm saying, wearing a black and gold hat, broke to the left, saying he 22-12, he call him a nigger. What does he call a guy wearing black and blue, got his hat broke to the right? He call you a nigger. And he treat you with the same contempt. He throw you in the same cell, give you the same poor food, give you the same ass whooping, in regards to whatever color you wear, however you got your hat broke. You a nigger to white folks. So we fight each other. We de unify. This is why Bobby had LSD. So I give homage to that. I give homage to and respect, you know, to a spiritual father. You know, my father passed, my biological father passed 3 years ago, but this man has stepped up and has been a father to me. I give homage to Raheem, Honorable Raheem Gessler, Minister Rico. If I lived to be 5,000 years old, I could never thank God enough for bringing this. But I'm not going to be long, but I'm going to do my best to be strong. But my topic today is homosexuality is destroying the black community. In our description, Brother Focoli talks about homosexuality. And he talks about how this was forced upon them. And to you damn lesbians and you damn homosexuals, you sissies, we never were homosexuals in Africa. You don't find it nowhere in our Constitution. Nowhere in our court documents. My teacher, Ibn Jai, told me. He was debating. We have records that go back over 1,000 years. With some of the most heinous cases, sometimes they killed children. Sometimes all kind of freakish and degenerate things went on in Africa. But one thing we never was, we never had no butt buddies. We never was walking around kissing, men kissing each other and women kissing each other. Hell, we never were that way until we got here in America. When the white man is a natural freak by nature, he's a freakish individual, so therefore he does all kind of freakish things. And so now we have become just like them. During the slave days, they would knock on your cabin door and say, Jim, need you to go out and take a walk around the block, boy. Where's Maggie at? That's your wife. Where's little Rebecca at? That's your daughter. And would rape your wife and rape your daughter, rape your mother, and you better not say anything about it, because if you did, they would kill you. You understand what I'm saying? If you say anything, they will kill you. And I'm saying it to young people. You that say you want to be a leader, you have to know your history, goddammit. You can't just sit up and smoke weed all goddamn day and play games. You got to know where you come from. You have to know your history. You have to know what this is all about. If you're going to teach, what the hell are you going to teach? So, we have to understand this is what we did to us. We have to maintain a sense of identity to know the path we went through. And this cracker would rape us. This cracker would castrate us. If your dad showed any sign of strength, any sign of resistance, they had to break you down. This was the attempt of the judge this week with me. Nigga, stand up here, nigga. Now tell us now, nigga, what's your favorite song? Let me the kowtow and bow down to them. They don't want a strong black man. That's why you walk around with your pants hanging off your ass. That's why you can't be productive and take care of your children like the brother Moss. Because they want to make you a goddamn degenerate black man. They want to make you weak and passive and pussified so you can't look that crock in the eye and let him see that you a man, goddammit, and you ain't taking his shit. So they make you a passive individual. You can't even articulate yourself. You can't speak up to the powers that be when you talk, man, Charlie, I don't know what to say, man, Charlie, that way, man, what a brother. They do it to you the same way in the slave days. They made you a pup and raped your women. This is what you niggas are doing today. You at home playing goddamn video games while you send our black women out to strip at these cracker-ass strip clubs. Every strip club in Atlanta almost is owned by a cracker. Huh? Pinups owned by a cracker. Onyx owned by a cracker. Furry's owned by a cracker. All these strip clubs, even Arnie's owned by a white man. So they got you at home playing video games to go get your girl from the strip club. And she going through this, and she got to drink to cope with it. And she begins to hate men. And she falls into lesbianism because we can't relate to our black women. You understand what I'm saying? So we have to understand the mentality that causes homosexuality. We are not okay with homosexuality. If you are homosexual, we don't hate you. If you are a lesbian, we don't hate you, my sister. We love you, but we hate the sickness that's in you. And we're going to drive that goddamn faggot demon and that butch demon right the hell up out you. We're going to teach on it, and then we're going to embrace you and tell you, straighten up, sister. Be feminine. Take that goddamn baseball cap off your head. Put on a nice dress. Act like a woman. If you're a sissy, nigga, straighten your ass up, nigga. Wait to call a brother a nigga, but straighten up, brother, and get yourself together. You ain't going to walk around here switching and act like no goddamn fag. We got to brush you upside your goddamn head to make you straight. That's what it's going to take to get you right. We ain't accepting that today. So they would demasculinize it as you watch the rape during slavery. wasn't much you could say about it. And your mama had to, boy, shut up. Don't look at Mac like that. Boy, you look at any kind of strength, boy, he would get you. Or sell you off. See, mama had to make you docile. Just shut up, boy. Shut up. Don't you say nothing. Look down when you see the master. You hear me, boy? And would actually pump the young men. And now he's passive. You can't produce nothing. You can't be a warrior no more. You're totally dependent on master to take care of you. You're totally dependent on master to do for you. And it makes you weak. It makes you a punk. It makes you a homosexual. You see? And it's destroying us. And the white man would breed us like animals. So the man is just a sex machine. Chuck, I want you to go in there and breed with that gal. And I want you to go and breed with the next gal, the next hour, and that's how we act today. Running around, destroying, and can't take care of our kids. And it makes the women have a hatred for us. And a woman knows how to come in and comfort the woman and be there for the woman and show her love, and she ends up becoming a lesbian. You see? We gotta cut it out. We gotta respect our women. Let us stop from this day forward calling women bitches and hoes. You're not a bitch, sister. Stop playing with each other. Bitch this, bitch that. I'm telling Sister Kalia, if any of your sisters call each other bitches, start firing them. Give them 360. You gotta stop disrespecting each other. And we got to learn how to relate and embrace and love our women unconditionally. You see what I'm saying? No matter what and how bad things have been, we got to honor black women. When we begin to honor them, I guarantee you, you're not content, sister, strapping no goddamn dildo on. What the hell you want with a woman? It's going to strap her breast in and talk like she all hard and stuff. What the hell, you want an imitation woman and you can have a real man? A dildo can't satisfy you like the black man can satisfy you, sister. You need a man, not a woman. Black man, you need a woman, not no man. What do you want? A man walking around switching like a switching and, you know, talking like a sissy and acting like a woman when you can have a real woman. We got to do better. So we begin to come together and build our consciousness up and being a man. As you heard Minister Rico say, he went to prison, he wasn't going for none of that bullshit. You wasn't looking up his ass. He wasn't bending over and you're going to look up his ass. He said, hell no. And when the police come and say, get him right, he ain't getting on no goddamn ground. He's a man. That's why he did 42 years. And I'm saying over you who honor those who participate in homosexual activity. We don't honor no homosexuals, man. We do not honor homosexuals. He stopped brothers from getting raped. They called him a booty protector in there because he didn't let them rape them brothers. So we got to follow the example of the minister, of being a strong man. I was with him one day, and we were going to check in, and it was in, I think it was May, no, it was in Aurora. And the cracker was so disrespectful, man. He was so disrespectful, and when he saw how strong the minister was and looked up his background, that whole attitude of that cracker changed. His whole attitude changed. So this is what they wanted to do. They wanted to break him. They locked him up 23 hours a day in a cell for, I think, 13 years. And they didn't break him. They couldn't break him. That's how we got to be, man. So I'm encouraging every man, teach Marlon against homosexuality. Angel, teach against homosexuality. Everybody should teach against it. Stand up against it. Being accepting it is unacceptable. All right? So my conclusion, I want to say that the music industry has embraced it. Television has embraced it. I love Infinite. I want to thank him for the wonderful fly he did. It's showing how an empire, the men land up in the bed with each other. This is the brainwashing. A homosexual can't survive unless you accept it. And I say this to all y'all that want to be homosexual. Why don't y'all go to an island and call it homosexual land? And since you don't want to lay with a woman, then let the men go on one island and the women go on another island. Let's see what's going to happen in 50 years. You're going to die off. So the only way you can survive is you got to stay amongst the straight people and get us to accept it. And we keep being degenerate. You know what I'm saying? Some of these men are homosexuals laying up with men and then will wind up with a sister unprotectedly, and now you got HIV and AIDS. This must come to an end, brother. And I close by saying we must stand up and be strong, stand up and unite against this degenerate behavior, and be a strong man like Raheem Justice here. Be a strong man like Pepelo. Be a strong man. Be a strong man. So with that being said, I want to take another quick break. We're going to be right back with our brother Twin and let him say a few words. And I thank you all for listening, and we're going to have going to do some more great shows coming up. We'll be right back.
I'm free in my own mind, expression of thought. I repudiate the message being currently taught by the new age society promoting their own ends. When you turn on that TV, that's when the deception begins. Bullshit on every channel as you flip through the stations designed to shape the mind for a godless generation. Matt Groening is the Antichrist, and he admitted it. The sentence is demonic, keep the critical and bigoted. American Dad, Family Guy, and South Park. While Disney, Cartoon Network, they all dark. The network is in cahoots with them because they still show it. A message is being sent, and you don't even know it. Like an episode tonight of The Mentally Dead. Why don't you bust? Let's get wiser, put something of value in your head, and adhere to the message. You would certainly find that I came to bring sight to the mentally blind. It's the threat of a free thinking mind.
Think, it ain't illegal yet. Think,
open your mind.
Think,
I'm talking to the average white male in this U.S. nation. Don't think you exempt from this mindfuck cause you Caucasian. Listen to the topic I'm addressing and stop believing what the media say without question. When all they gonna do is throw you for a loop when the media's controlled by the Bilderberg Group. You say living in this country is a blessing, playing the stock market in the midst of a recession. But when the tables turn, that's your ass. Jumping off of buildings when the market crash. You trust the police till they get you to the station and beat the brakes off your ass for minor traffic violation. Use a patriot, and that's what you thought. Send your kids to Iraq to get their heads blown off. Now you turn to the bottle chain, smoking other vices. Still buying SUVs with these high gas prices. Barack or McCain, you chumps couldn't decide. When the secret brotherhood financed both sides. Fix the deficit, man, motherfuck it. All they cared about is who would be the best puppet. Christening your kids like you do at birth, and let the Pope brainwash you with the Catholic Church. But you can make it if you listen. Open your mind and empty out all that petty racism. If I died from inside and I started to drift, I wouldn't care what color you was. Would you give me a lift? Full speed ahead, turn on your right blinker and make way for the free thinker.
Think, it ain't illegal yet. Think,
open your mind.
Think, it ain't illegal yet. Think,
open your mind.
This new style of rap is alien. It's new to me. Now what the fuck happened? happened to the hip-hop community. The record company shape them, then they make them a star. Then they rap about their chains and their big-ass car, giving the youth the illusion they living without a care. These niggas making it rain, throwing dollars in the air, saying you can shoot ball or sell dope to get riches. They even got a script about how to play bitches. They play it on the videos plenty of times. Don't you know that these kids have impressionable minds? Then they go and get their ass locked up in prison, out here on these streets chasing materialism. On MTV Cribs showing off your house, from the east to the west to the dirty, dirty south. The future of hip-hop is bleak and looks dim. What happened to P-E-K-R-S and Rakim? They've been replaced by Soulja Boy and Lil Weezy, Young Jock, Young Dro, 50 Cent and Young Jeezy. Do that dance and get your ass on the floor, without a clue of what it means when you're Superman a hoe. If you know what I know, niggas, you will walk it out. If you knew what it meant to be in the trap house, you can blow me off and laugh at some shit you think is funny. Just a bunch of dumb rappers with a whole lot of money. Open up your mind and adhere to the lesson. This is what happens when you send the wrong message. Rolling in your Cadillac, Chevy, and your Regal. Think before it becomes illegal.
Think, it ain't illegal yet. Think,
open your mind.
Think, it ain't illegal yet. Think,
open your mind.
We're back. That was the Curry with the Free Thinker. I want to go to our brother Quinn.
I'm on there. Can y'all hear me?
We hear you, brother.
What up? Mighty brothers and sisters. How y'all doing today? I came in late, so I had some things going on my phone, couldn't download. But yeah, I want to make the brothers and sisters aware with the homosexuality of the story, saying that history will always repeat itself. Again, history will always repeat itself. I believe in the God, Allah, one God, God only. Sodom and galore. With the homosexuality, remember I said history will always repeat itself. You understand? Yeah, all the people in town doing homosexuality. He say who he was going to say that didn't do or condone the homosexuality, and everybody else was destroyed. You know what I'm saying? The wrath of God will pay those who need to be paid. I really ain't got too much to say, but that right there, that speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying? With the homosexuality in the community, people building these communities, homosexuality, the angels were sent to try to get them. The angels were sent, and they were so pretty that the men wanted them. And Lot offered doors, those pretty doors, to get to them, told them no, but they wanted to chase the men. They wanted to chase after the men. Straight homosexuality creating this stuff in these neighborhoods. You know what I'm saying? And the wrath of God, Allah will pay those who do things that's not righteous amongst him. You know what I'm saying? I don't condone it. I ain't going to say I hate nobody who do, but I don't condone it. That's against my beliefs in all aspects. Anybody around me, I'm not going to have it. You know what I'm saying? But just remember, when you think the next time you see a gay person, whatever you want to call them, since they're accepting into society nowadays with the whole gay marriage thing and all that stuff, they're accepting to society in America. But you got to remember, the laws in heaven is not the laws of the land. You know what I'm saying? So, remember that story. You don't know it. Open the Quran or open the Bible and read the story. History will repeat itself. It always does. And mighty with that.
Everybody press one. Thank you, Chief Twin. Press one. I know you got a lot. You want to make comments about this topic. I'm going to go to Sister Angel and Jerry and Lam off our Clayton County chapter. So, if you don't mind,
With Mighty, love, peace, and to everybody. This Lady Angel checking in. I just want to say to all my brothers that's out there and incarcerated, I ask that everybody just remember their oath and use your time constructively upon incarceration, like, so that you may be to yourself, your family, the community as a whole. That's what it all is about. And I ask that everybody stay strong in all these times and all their ways. So love and peace, Mighty, all is love. But I'm going to pass the line over to my brother, Ben.
No, wait. We want to get your thoughts on the topic. The topic is homosexuality is destroying the black community. You being 17, I know you see a lot of that amongst your peers. We want you to get your thoughts on it. And you don't understand, as a youngster, we need you in the struggle to speak out against this, because it's an abomination in every sense of the word. So give us your thoughts on the topic.
I mean, well, me personally, I come from a family where my sisters and my cousins are all gay. Now, me personally, I don't condone homosexuality, but I'm exposed to it. And I just had to, you know, growing up in a Christian household, I had to accept people for who they was. One, I can't judge nobody for who they are. And at the same time, you know, no sin is greater than the other. Being gay is not bigger than somebody lying or you stealing this, that, and the third. No, I don't condone it, but I'm not going to discriminate against anybody that's gay, because at the end of the day, we were born into sin. Like, for that's how I was raised. So you were... Some people feel as though they was born gay. Some people feel that that's just who they want to be. And I just can't judge on nobody, because everybody has the right to make their life whatever they want to be. Whatever you want to be in life, you want to become it. And if somebody just happened to want to like girls or want to like boys, that's just them. But me personally, no, I don't condone it, but I accept it, because they're going to be who they are at the end of the day. And God know everybody's heart.
My sister, you know, I'm your teacher now. And, you know, when you say, you know, Chief Kamara, a lot of guys, this is a white man's religion that tells you there's no sin is greater than others. If you molest a child, it's bigger than somebody stealing a piece of goddamn bubble gum. They tell you that so they can do their freaking. It is un-African. It's something we didn't learn until we got around white people. And we don't have to accept it. I know you love your sister. I got a cousin I grew up with in the same household. He grew up, his mom, he grew up with me. He's a homeless. He's married to a man. But hell no, I don't accept it. Because what it's doing is destroying us, and that's the logic. We were all born into sin. No, we were not born into no sin. You know, that's a white man's religion that taught us a lot of stuff that's foolish. So you begin to be re-educated, that's why I want you to just listen. Because as you begin to get re-educated, this is why in our law, a vice lord, you cannot be a homosexual and be a part of it. We don't accept that. You see what I'm saying? This is why it's unacceptable, because it's destroying a society. It's destroying us. I want you to reflect on that. And just think, we ain't telling you got to hate your sister or that you don't, you know, just like, you know, if your sister come and take your money out your wallet, you know, she stole from you. Yeah, I got to accept it, because that's just what she do. No, you don't got to accept it. You love her, but you, you know, you're going to tell that ass up and she take your money. Same thing with this. It's an abomination, because it's destroying our community. And the more we accept it, the more people become like that. It's a sad to do what everybody else is doing. And those of us who are man second to none, or woman second, vice gerund of the creator, we cannot accept it, and we cannot respect that kind of behavior. Now, I don't want you to debate. I just want you to reflect on what your big brother's saying. All right? Angel, are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening. I understand.
I want you to reflect on it.
All right.
All right, we love you. All right, let's get Joy and Bam on their perspective. All right.
Here, Bam.
Hello.
Please, brother.
Man, I'm all right, man. I'm just living good. Are you asking me my take on the topic?
Let's take on the topic.
Hello.
Yeah,
okay. First of all, I don't know everyone's religion. Now, I'm Muslim. I grew up Muslim, so. that's an abomination in all the books of Allah to me. In the Bible, it clearly says no homosexuality. In the Torah, it reveals no homosexuality. In the Quran, the people of Lot, it reveals no homosexuality. So no matter what religion you are, what you believe in, and anything you believe in, homosexual, they got all these shows, love and hip-hop and all of this. And nowadays, you see love and hip-hop, you see homosexuality. TV glorifies this. The media glorifies homosexuality. It's okay, and it's poisoning our kids' minds.
That's really all I got to say about it.
Yeah, we want you to stick around. So how old are you, Bam? 22. Bam, 22, okay, young, that's right. We need you, we need you. All right, who else, Joey there?
Yeah, Joey right here.
All right, go ahead and get a phone to Joey.
What's my day, everybody?
What's up, brother? Tell us your perspective.
On homosexuality, I can't really say. I don't be around too many. That don't even rock my boat. I was raised as a man, like, man on man, that don't even sound right. That's not in the book. That's strictly an abomination, really. I don't even stay far away from that. That's the devil. That's my left hand.
All right. That's when we say my right hand to Allah, my left hand to Satan, the dragon, and the beast. That's that beast. That's
yeah.
Shaitan. Well, how old are you, Joey?
I'm 22. Soon to be 23 this month.
Okay, good. Yeah, another young brother. All right. Where's mom?
You left us early. Yeah, he left us earlier. He went to work.
Oh, you want to work? Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate that. Once you stick around, we got some people got their hands up. So I'm going to go to 678-992. 678-992. Your line's open. 678-992.
Like he got
678-992. Your line's open.
Yeah, Chief Kamar, yeah, this lady Angel.
Okay, no. Oh, you got 678-992? Okay, that's true, okay. All right, I got you, I see. All right, we got a 770-728. Your line's open. 770-728, your line's open.
Pawns up to the bottom. Pawns up, brother.
Right.
If and then call out of ATL.
All right.
I just want to chime in one statement. Like, definitely the ethnicization of the black family, like, the devil, he's so outrageous. Like, man, this shit crazy. They can keep it all the way behind it. Like, I was looking at that a while ago. I know you probably seen it too, Chief. Like, with that guy. The chemists, like, they were doing that research on that with that fraud, but it was, like, dealing with the pesticide. They kind of created that homosexual behavior in those frogs or those animals, but pretty much that type of chemical is being put in a lot of these food, like a lot of these Matt Dunn again, those stuff with the estrogen burgers, and they killing us without any food, family. So it's like, and we got on definitely on with you, Chief. We got to get more educated within ourselves, having that knowledge also, and not to leave as I come on that. Peace and bless.
All right. Let's go to a 4478-year-old Mr. Wayne Vaughn. Wayne, what you think about the topic, man? Wayne.
Bring it
what? Insane Wayne, you on the line. What's happening? Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, ain't nothing cheap. Yeah, ain't nothing cheap. Logging, running the gang. Let me turn all this red down. I don't know, man. It's just, y'all really don't see it. I mean, y'all don't see everything needs to be said, man. Ain't nothing to understand, man. I mean, to me, it just, you know, they're going to do what they want to do regardless of who said what or what, man. You know, it's just repulsive, man. It's disgusting, man. And then they want to throw it in our face like it's all right. We supposed to accept that. I ain't going to accept it. I refuse to accept it.
Right.
It's like, my, you know, my daddy, before my, you know, this might be, you know, really bad what I'm getting ready to say, but you know, my daddy a long time ago told me, man, that the final solution is to take him out of the woods and shoot him and sort him out later. So I was sorry I said, you know, but, you know, it just, man, I mean, whew. I mean, I mean, just even talk about it, man, just upsets me, man. It's just ridiculous, man. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're gonna get mad at me. They're gonna get mad at me. And you be talking about, well, you know, we have rights too. What rights you got? You ain't got no damn right. A right to go to hell, cause where you going? Come on, believe it or not, man.
Wait. In the same way in the building, John. All right, Wayne, we appreciate it, man. Stick around, man. Somebody might have a question. So you said your solution is to take him in the woods and just shoot him off. All right.
Shoot him?
Yeah. You said, oh, sorry. You say like your dad, he said, take him in the woods and just shoot him, huh?
Yeah, man, give it to you, man. That was his final solution. You know,
mm-hmm.
Damn, you know, and sort him out later because Sarge, you know, Sarge didn't play, man. He'll challenge you. He didn't care who you was. He'll challenge you. If he saw something all right, he's like Jose Williams, man.
Right. Well, you know, I know you'd be shocked to see what his city Atlanta has become. It's sickening. I really want another call. Stick around, St. Wayne. We got St. Wayne. I want you to, let's go to a 708-654-3005. Your line's open. 708-654.
Hold up, everybody. How's everybody doing this afternoon?
How you doing, sister?
This is Sister Tamika.
Okay.
On the subject that I have to say, that it is becoming a widespread problem. It is not only affecting our 20-some-year-olds or our 30-some-year-olds, they're making it to where it's affecting our future generation. They are purposely making it to where not only is to be homosexual, not only is it a fashion fad that, you know, these youngsters, they make it to where if you're not homosexual, it's something wrong with you. It's like that where now it's almost unnatural to be heterosexual. It's a damn shame that you have middle school kids, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh graders, and they at the park on a at school holding hands, two girls holding hands, talking about, oh, that's my girlfriend or that's my baby mama. Where are they getting this from? It's from not only from the media, from the TV, television shows they watch, it from what they hear on the radio. It's also in the food that they're eating. I read something, I want to say it was from Brother Polite, that it's some hormones that are in the food that they have tested in the laboratory to where the frogs, instead of the frogs being going with the male and the female, when they fed them certain foods, they started going male to male and female to female. So if they tested that in the labs, imagine what it's doing to our children. That's what they're putting these hormones in our food. That's part of the reason why, I think that's part of the reason why homosexuality is so widespread now. That and the fact that, of course, homosexuals, them and Jews, they run this country. It's rare that you see a broke homosexual. They have the money, along with the Jews, so of course, they're going to make it. If you want to make it in this country, you want to make it in the music business, you want to make it in the TV or even authors and writers. If you're not homosexual, you're not willing to lay down or bend over your career not going nowhere. You can hang it up. I mean, you have sisters like, they all have sold their soul. We already know that. But you have sisters like the one who's on How to Get Away with Murder. She did a love scene with a white woman on screen. So you know they had to tell her, well, okay, you did this, did that, now you're going to have to lay down with a woman to keep your career going.
Mm-hmm.
So wow. It's really a fucked up situation. I teach my girls and my sons. I'm strictly against that. There is nothing you can't pro two men and two women can't procreate. We are to put to when you come into a relationship with somebody, when you get of age, when you get old enough to marry, you have children, not you get dick with the same race and try to have a child, because I don't care what same race, I don't care, not same race, I'm saying same sexual partner. You cannot procreate. So I think it's a direct orchestration to depopulate not only our race, just to populate the world, period. Part of the King Alfred's plan, I believe. They may not put that in there specifically, but it's in there to where there will be, we're going to be extinct within the next 50 years between them killing us killing ourselves, and this homosexuality that's gone. We're not going to have a generation within the next 60 to 100 years. Black race is not going to be a total black race. It's going to be mixed breeds all over the place.
Right, that's right. Well, thank you so much, sister. Stick around. We may have somebody have a question for you. We're going to go to some more calls. Let's go to 404-536. Your line is open. 404-536. Your line is open.
Oh, my name is Lord Shippen.
Oh, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
All right. Peace and love. Peace and love to all the brothers and sisters online. I've been missing action for a little while due to my circumstances here. But my take on the situation is pretty much like the sister said. It's a form of it's a modern day form of population control. But us as a black people, it's another form of genocide, because we cannot procreate, we cannot reproduce. Male and male cannot reproduce. Female and female cannot reproduce. And that's just another form of genocide and population control they use. You know, and of course I have a couple of homosexuals in my family. Or my niece is a homosexual. I have a nephew out on the West Coast. He's a homosexual, you know. But I'm completely against it. I don't hate them. I still love them because they're my blood. But even after all these years, I still talk to them and speak against their choice in life, you know. And I still speak against it. I any of the brothers around here, you know what I'm saying, while I'm incarcerated, I've always been against that. We've had to violate, I've seen a couple of little homies or brothers get violated here and there because of that, and I've always been firm on that. And I just feel we have to educate and set examples for the young brothers and educate them. We don't want to kill them all, but some of them can be saved. The minds can be changed, you know. The lifestyle can be changed. So like Chief said, we have to embrace them and try to pull them away from that lifestyle. And if it takes going upside the head here and there, that's what so be it. That's my take on it, though. That's another form of genocide. Peace and love.
Almighty. Let's go to a 470. Thank you, Chief. Let's go to 470-925. 470-925. Your line's open. 470-925. 470-925. Let me see who that is. I think that's either Mario or Bull. I'm trying to get them to take on it. But yeah, it definitely is an abomination, Silk. I mean, we definitely gotta
continue to speak out against them, you know, kind of behavior. Yeah. Okay. That's cool. Okay. That's for 229-224. All right. Let's go to 229-702. 229-702, your line's open.
Almighty.
229-702. Almighty.
Come on, go. I like to say to you that the homosexual thing is a bad thing, you know. It's a bad thing towards our race, you know. I don't like the way they're trying to tear us down, and the white man doing everything to tear us down for nobody. I'm against the homosexual, like females and males, you know, sleeping with each other. I really don't have too much to say. I'm against it all the way, though, you know. And the white man trying to do the homosexual thing all over the world, you know, to tear us down. So. Anything that we could do to better us, our color, our skin color, and anything. That's about all
okay. I would say. Well, thank you so much, brother. 912-551. Okay. All right. Let's go to 912-326. 912-326. You might have that. 912-326.
Hello, pardon the body. Pardon the body. Lord, you sound a little muffled, bro.
Okay, sorry. Let's go to a 912. 326, your line's open. All right, you know. Let's go to 847-749. 847-749,
I'm sorry.
Your line.
I'm sorry, yeah, this is Brother Clay.
Okay,
can you hear me?
What's going on, brother? Yeah,
what's
happening? What's your take on the topic?
I actually just zoomed in. Grabbing something to eat, but the topic of this gay stuff, I definitely agree that they're trying to turn us into a bunch of, you know, and portraying that out there to the world and trying to convert a lot of people over. Like I said, when they this a federal law, is, you know, pretty much like Sodom and Gomorrah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, there is no more law. You know, so. But right now I'm just listening in, you know, I'm in the middle of the drive through right now, so I'm just tuning in, just listening to what everyone has to say about everything right now.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll open everybody's line up. Everybody, all the lines are open, so anybody just want to chime in and say something? Anybody want to just chime in and say something? The line's open.
Yeah.
Chief Snoop, you want to say something?
No, brother, I think, you know, we can conversate and talk about this thing till we blow in the face, man. We have to have some affirmative action, man. We have to govern ourselves accordingly. You understand what I'm saying? We have to govern ourselves according to the law that we live by. A brother said earlier, I think Brother Yanga, I wanted to tell the brother, you know, I miss you, brother, and, man, don't make yourself a stranger, man. You know, I need to get your number so I can stay in your mix a little bit. But anyway, you know, it should be, it's your morals and your values, man, if you don't stand for something, you'll be a homosexual. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. You know, and we all are adults, and we all know right from wrong. And, you know, I mean, come on, man, without saying, you know you don't supposed to mess with a man or a woman don't supposed to mess with a woman. You know, that happens nowhere in the animal species. It's the male and the female. You know what I'm saying? And they reproduce. That's their purpose, to reproduce. So, I mean, I don't want to hold the floor or nothing like that. I feel like, you know, everybody that covered basically, you know, everybody that say basically the same thing. We just have to live and govern ourselves accordingly, man, and we got to keep it moving. We got to strive to make this nation a great nation. We do not accept or deal with homosexuality in our nation, and it is what it is, you know. And with that being said, man, you know, it's mighty with me, palms up, man. I leave as I came, man, almighty, bro. Ponder Brock, I want to say one other thing. Man, that brother, Chief Silky, if I don't hear from you today, bro, I'm going to come where you at. Holler at me later. I'm going to get the number. I'm going to holler at you.
Okay.
Later.
All right.
If anybody else wants to say something, you know, we got the final few minutes of the show. Now we're going to take a break and we're going to end our show for the day. I think we covered the topic. We don't need to beat a dead horse. I think we covered it all. We got to the topic. It don't pay to be gay. It don't pay to be gay.
Mighty.
If you a fag, it's sad.
It's sad.
If you a fag, you're a rat.
It don't pay to be gay, and if you're a fag, it's sad. That's our motto for today. So, does anybody else got anything they want to add or say? Anybody want to, you know, a little debatey bait? We can go ahead and get in. Everybody, line is open. Anybody want to say anything? No further comments. All right. Oh, with that being said, we're gonna play another song, and then we're gonna end our show for today. So after the song, we're gonna end the show.
Keep praying. And when I stand up and say, innocent nation, we get all these old boot licking, butt licking, tap dancing, Amos and Nanny, driving Miss Daisy, pumpified niggas that try to tell you what you can't do.
Oh man, if you go to Africa, it's bad over there.
It's bad over here, damn it. I go down Pine Street, I see homeless on Pine Street. They're homeless. Why is it better to be homeless here and homeless there? Come on, man. Over there, we got crack over there. What you talking about? The white man got you so damn brainwashed. You think this is the best place to be?
I've been through hell with my gasoline drawers. I'm knocking down walls cause I got the big balls. I'm stopping the shot cause that's where it's at. I'm strapped with my heat, so crackers better watch your back. Time is popping, crackers are dropping. It's the motherfucking cheat and I'm still hip hopping. Stepping on the same when I'm down like gasoline. CVL is my goddamn thing. Rooted and real, got skills like Kill Bill. Creeping up on devils like a Navy SEAL. Shot gold, take spiritual possession and teach these motherfucking devils a lesson. Fuck some ice and some motherfucking rams. This is payback for the press that my kids. The minstrel show, it's got to stop. Your niggas selling out like an auction block.
They went into Africa, divided us up, put boundaries in Africa. There was no boundaries in Africa to the crack of hand. Now we don't look at each other as brothers, we look at each other as he's a Somalian, he's a Ethiopian, he's a Ghanaian, he's a Malian, he's a Senegalese. They're African American. And those of us, we don't even know we don't have
to. You keep on living in the place where they admit it's the pain. So I'm not
plate and lift the fist in the air if you feel what I'm saying. Even in our youth cartoons, they taking shots like harpoons. Hit this, sausages and hot tamales. And Mr. Krab sells Krabby Patty. So if you have to ask me to bridge the connection, then it's getting hectic. You licking brown nose and cotton picking. Wait a minute, cotton picking, that stuff is not the truth. And not to mention the movies of cross-dressing and black men just does not move me. My advice to the children, don't let television tell lies to your bitches.
They took my culture away. Robbed of my name, my language, my culture, my religion, my God, my folkways, my mores, my norms. Robbed of my stability, my standing as a man. Robbed of my homeland, my dreamland, my motherland. We talked to the world and never find heaven. My click is sober. We're knocking on your door. We're not talking about Jehovah. You know what? I'm behind, but it's over. Your mind closed eyes. Won't be father time. So what's the sign? You can't understand. You can't understand it. Or your reparations won't erase the reparable damage. So they can manage. It starts with insurrection. It cuts these devils like a cancerous infection. This is a fucking gay or poisonous Bible. How the fuck are you shooting up your rival? I know.
Nothing.